Now, demonstrators in Madison tore down two statues outside the Capitol building last night, and a small group attacked State Senator Tim Carpenter of Milwaukee. The crowd was protesting the arrest of an African-American man by Madison police yesterday afternoon. Today, Governor Evers says he's reactivating the National Guard to assist police in handling protests in Dane County. He tweeted that individuals behind violence will be held accountable, but that he also doesn't want last night to make people forget why demonstrations are happening in the first place. Dylan Brogan is a staff writer for Isthmus in Madison. He was covering the protests last night. Dylan, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Before we get to yesterday, Dylan, can you talk about what's happened in Madison since the initial round of protests? Have protests been carrying on pretty steadily since then?
Absolutely. Nearly daily protests, particularly centered around downtown Madison, around the Dane County Jail and around the Capitol. And there have been a number of demonstrations where activists have blocked traffic and done some civil disobedience to get their message across about police violence. And what we saw last night was sparked by, like you said, the arrest of a frequent activist who has been part of this movement that has been growing for the last few weeks now.
Break down for us what happened yesterday afternoon that they were responding to.
Well, there's a video that the police department put out publicly that shows this young man going into a downtown restaurant with a megaphone and having a baseball bat in kind of over his shoulder. And he is confronting people who are in the restaurants. The police were eventually called, and it took a number of officers to put him into the squad car initially, and then he briefly broke free and was tackled and sustained some injuries, as well as some officers sustained some injuries. And then that kind of just sparked a whole night of protests in which people were very upset and demanded that this young man be released from the jail.
So by evening, people, I understand, started to assemble outside the county jail building. What when you got there, what was the tone of the protest like early on?
Well, people were outside the Dane County Courthouse, which is right by the jail and just a block or two down from the Capitol. So this is all in a very small area of downtown Madison. The protesters had kind of gathered around this Schmitz towing truck and weren't letting people. We're basically using it as a stage and stuff. Eventually, the tow truck was pulled away by Schmitz employees, and it had a small amount of damage, and I think the tires were let out. But people were very angry. There was talk of going to the governor's mansion, and eventually this crowd of people made their way up towards the Capitol Square, intent on tearing down the forward statue at the top of State Street, and then another statue of a Norwegian immigrant who fought in the Civil War. That was also teared down and then thrown into Lake Monona. So it's this group of about 100, 200, 300 protesters who were intent on, at the very least, tearing down these statues. And then there ended up being some other damage to the Capitol and a state building. And then what I witnessed, too, was a state senator, Tim Carpenter from Milwaukee, who just kind of appeared to just happen upon the scene. He kind of was in front of the crowd and took a photo. And these protesters were very hostile about people not filming and screaming things like no media. I was pushed to the ground for trying to just take a photo about 100 feet away from a line of protesters who were just really just standing there with their arms linked. And before the state senator Carpenter could even really respond or even really knew what was going on, about a dozen or 10 people just rushed towards him and started to attack him. He said he was kicked in the face. I watched that. He was punched in the face. He had a bruised eye. And they continued to question him even after the assault. And he was trying to prove to him that he was no threat to them and their ally. But he was very shaken up, and eventually had to be an ambulance came because he evidently collapsed on the Capitol grounds shortly after the protesters had moved on.
Talking to Dylan Brogan, staff writer for Isthmus based in Madison, about the protests in Madison around the Capitol Square last night. So what ended up happening through the rest of the night after that incident?
So after that, the protest eventually made its way kind of closer to the Dane County Jail, and then police and riot gear kind of emerged for the first time all evening. Police in Madison, working with other agencies, have really had a hands-off approach where they don't go near protesters, and because it escalates the situation, and there are people there that view this very much as a war, and the police as an aggressor, and are willing to stand up and fight up against the police, against tear gas and pepper spray, and hold the line. So that's what ended up happening. But it was about a 90-minute standoff, and there was several announcements by the police that this was an unlawful assembly and that people needed to go home and that they might use chemical agents to disperse the crowd. And so some parts, one organizer, it's very, very hard to tell who's in charge here. It's basically whoever's on a megaphone. One organizer kind of left probably a good 75% of the remaining 100, 200 people to go home, and they did. But around 50 people stayed around for another hour and eventually got the police to agree to leave, and they'd leave, and it all ended peacefully with no tear gas or any real confrontation with the police. But it was very tense there for a good 90 minutes, and that's how things eventually ended. But it was an entire day of really of peaceful protests, of destruction, of all sorts of things happening in downtown Madison.
I want to give a listen to one of the protesters, Ebony Anderson Carter, talking to Madison's News 3 Now this morning about the frustrations she's feeling. Here's a listen.
The Capitol is where we solve problems, but nobody's coming here to solve a problem. There are all these conversations that are being had amongst the people that these conversations don't need to be had with. The conversations need to be had with the youth.
So did you get that sense of frustration from at least some of the protesters that the messages they're trying to send aren't being heard?
Absolutely. People are frustrated that and frankly fed up that they've seen decades of peaceful protest starting with the civil rights movement that they feel have not been acknowledged, or serious action hasn't been made in these efforts. And now that peaceful protest has apparently or evidently seemed to have failed, they're willing to go through the more destructive acts and see this very much as protesting. And I think that's what it gets very complicated when talking about these young protesters, is that they do not share one unified vision, and even the organizers have different tactics that they think need to be abided by. But some people feel like this kind of destruction is needed and necessary in order to provoke real change. And there were at least 100 people who were set to do just that last night.
What are you hearing now? We've heard Republicans critical of the violence and damage, and of Governor Evers and Madison's local government. Governor Evers says he's reactivating National Guard. What else are we hearing about possible changes to the way protests get responded to?
Well, that I think tonight could either be very eventful or very uneventful. I think it's unclear how many people exactly are going to show up, and that is very dependent or very telling of what the reaction by police would be, because you have a few hundred protesters, any possibility of arresting everyone or just chaos not breaking out is virtually impossible. But there has been a lot of destruction that's been allowed to happen in order to not have confrontations with protesters. And it seems like the governor and certainly the Republican leadership in state government and the mayor of Madison are taking a new line where they're not going to allow anything but peaceful protests to occur, and may be willing to take more assertive action to stop it, or at least preemptive action to stop it.
Dylan, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you, Rob.
Dylan Brogan is a staff writer for Isthmus in Madison. He talked with us about protests in Madison last night after the arrest of an activist by Madison police. Demonstrators tore down two statues at the Capitol and assaulted State Senator Tim Carpenter of Milwaukee.